Hello and welcome to the Torah's Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we will be studying Tehillim, Perek Mem He 45. Lamanatseach al shoshanim levnei korach maskil shir yedidos. There are certainly a lot of words in this introduction to our current mizmor. To the conductor, al shoshanim, about shoshanim. Who are the shoshanim? Sung by or composed by the sons of Korach, a maskil, fundamental song, and a song of yididos, shir yididos, a song of affection. Affection between whom? This perek really showcases a clear example of shivim panim latorah. There are 70 faces to the Torah, because there are many possibilities as to the subject matter of this song. At first glance, on a literal level, the subject is a king and queen and their royal wedding. So it could have been composed and sung at the wedding of one of the kings of Yehuda. Could it have been David HaMelech himself? Could it have been Shlomo HaMelech, whose name is Yedidya, hence the opening words, Shir Yedidos, or perhaps another king from Yehuda? And there are different possibilities depending on which Perush we look at. Other possibilities, which of course could be superimposed on the literal text, that of a celebration of a wedding, of the marriage of a king and queen. Another interpretation is that it's an allegory to the connection between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, or the connection between Torah scholars and the Torah, or Klal Yisrael. Or it is a song praising the ultimate group of Torah scholars, namely the Sanhedrin. Still others attribute this to a very particular king, to the ultimate king, stemming from the house of David HaMelech, namely Melech HaMashiach. After learning the last three mizmorim together that were very dark and somber songs, they were full of melancholy, and really it referred to our feelings of isolation due to the challenges of exile. This mizmar is extremely uplifting, on the other hand. Whether we understand it as a song of Mashiach, or about kings from Amlechas Beis David, or Torah scholars, or Am Yisrael being the chosen nation, either way, the song is very, very uplifting, and it's a celebratory song. And it begins with the words Shoshanim. Shoshanim literally may be an instrument that was shaped like a rose. Or the Shoshanim can refer to the Jewish nation, who are compared to a rose among thorns, Kishoshana ben HaChochim, the most popular reference, which appears in Shir HaShirim. Pasuk Beis 2, Rachash libi, davar tov omer ani, ma'asai lemelech, lishoni 8, sofer, mahir. My heart is astir with gracious words. I speak my words to the king. My tongue is the pen of an expert scribe, Sofer Mahir, who is able to write quickly, from the Lashon of Maher, quickly. My heart stirs, the Meshorer is saying, when I think of the time of Mashiach. All of the layers of meaning really can be understood under the umbrella of this concept of Mashiach and the beautiful time that the Mashiach will herald in. Because during this time, truth will be identified and embraced. The Shoshanim, the Davidic line, will be recognized. The Torah scholars will be properly honored and the status of Am Yisrael will be recognized. A Shoshana is beautiful and its beauty is intact despite the thorns. And in fact, the beauty of the rose is protected because of the thorns. As Rashi says, the Torah scholars are likened to a Shoshana because they are soft and as tender as roses. Shehem rakim kishoshanim. Either way, the Meshorer shares his deeply intense feelings that are welling up inside of him. You know, you ever have that feeling where you're writing something down and you're full of emotion and we have so much to say and so much of our emotions pour out? Sometimes they come out unrestrained and disorganized that we cannot write down the thoughts fast enough. Lishoni eit sofer mahir. My words are coming out like that of a fast-paced scribe. The scribe is writing quickly and trying to catch every word that is said. We will continue to learn this parak mostly with the subject being Mashiach. But when reading these beautiful words, we should all extract our own understanding that's most meaningful for us. We may say this parak, and one layer of understanding may resonate with us one day, and another interpretation may resonate with us on a different day, depending on what is going on in our lives, which of course is what makes Tehillim so incredible. It just seamlessly transitions from one layer to another. I always like to think of it like the turning of a kaleidoscope. You turn it one way, you see one beautiful design. You turn it another way and you see another incredible design. And each one is equally beautiful. So as we move through the parak with the subject of Mashiach in mind, we will see some of the characteristics of the Melech HaMashiach, which are also characteristics that have been attributed to David HaMelech, and of course can be a model for us for what we can strive for. So Pasuk Gimel 3, Yaf Yafisa Mibnei Adam, Hutzak Chein Besifso Secha, you are fairer than all men, your speech is endowed with grace. Your lips are just kind of dripping with this grace. Al kein beirachacha Elokim la'olam, and therefore Hashem has blessed you in eternal blessing. The Melech HaMashiach is more beautiful than all of men. Many times when physical beauty is noted in Tanakh, it is a reflection of an inner beauty. In biblical language, a beautiful person is beautiful inside and out. So the one who is the Mashiach, Mashiach literally meaning the anointed one, will be chosen to lead Klal Yisrael and unite Klal Yisrael and the world. And he will be physically appealing as well as internally appealing, as evidenced by his lips, which utter words of wisdom and words of God. He will use his power of speech. Hutzak chein besifso secha. You, Melech HaMashiach, will use your power of speech to unite the Jewish nation as well as to bring peace and harmony to the world at large. Pasuk Dalid 4 discusses the physical characteristics of strength that Mashiach will have. Chagor charbacha al yarech gibor, holdcha vahadarecha. Gird your sword upon your thigh. You are full of splendor and you are full of glory. This will be represented by your sword, which of course means that the Melech HaMashiach will have a physical strength to him. He will be of some sort of warrior. We will look at him and he will be a stately presence. But of course, this can be applied to spiritual and emotional strength as well. In Psukim Hey and Vav 5 and 6, we have further descriptions of strength and humility as well as upholding justice. And in Pasuk Zion 7, the Meshoer sings of the permanence of the throne of Mashiach. Kis'acha Elokim olam va'ed, shevet mishor, shevet malchusecha. Your divine throne is everlasting, and the scepter of equity is the scepter of your kingdom. Shevet mishor, shevet malchusecha. And of course, this pasuk echoes the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yehuda, lo yasur shevet mi Yehuda. The royal scepter will not leave Yehuda, who is the progenitor of David HaMelech, and of course, the Melech HaMashiach. And in Pasuk Ches, the attribute of justice and honesty are discussed further. Ahavta tzedek vatisna resha, al kein mishachacha Elokim Elokecha, shemen sason mechavarecha. The words within this perek, which may be describing Mashiach, have parallels to the words of Yeshayahu, which describe Mashiach as well. In Perek Yud Aleph 11 of Sefer Yeshayahu, V'yatza choter migeza Yishai v'netzer misharashav Yifreh, a shoot will grow out of the stump of Yishai and a twig shall sprout from his roots. And what are those characteristics that this sprout of Yishai, a.k.a. Mashiach, will have? Nacha'alav Ruach Hashem, Ruach Chachma Ubina, Ruach Eitza Ugvura, Ruach Da'as V'yiris Hashem. He's going to have a spirit of wisdom and understanding and an ability to understand things and give advice and greatness and strength. And he will have a deep understanding and fear of Hashem. And V'hairichu B'yiris Hashem, V'lo l'marei inav yishpot, V'lo l'mashma oz aznav yochiach. The Melech HaMashiach, who will be a just arbiter, will be able to judge people not only on superficial appearances or by superficial knowledge, but he will be able to dig into the depth of a matter. He'll be able to assess every angle, which will facilitate a just outcome. Because v'shafat b'tzedek dalim v'hochiach b'mishar la'an ve'aretz v'hika eretz b'shevet piv uv'ruach sifasav yamis rasha. He will uphold a just society with the power of his speech. So those are the characteristics of Mashiach that is laid out for us in Sefer Yeshaya, which clearly has parallels to our perek in describing Mashiach. Returning to our Perek in Tehillim, Sukkim 9 and 10, Tes and Yud speak of the royal robes and honor that will be given to this king and his queen in this allegorical or literal wedding. After which, in Sukkim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis 11 and 12, the singer turns to the bride, the new queen, or to Knesset Yisrael, that is now loyal to the new king, that in the time of Mashiach understands the truth of Torah and will willingly leave the falseness of life without Torah. So therefore, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Shim'i Bas U'ri'i V'hati Aznech V'shikri Amech U'beis Avich, listen, my daughter, and look clearly, and turn your ear, meaning use all of your senses to be able to assess the truth. And when you do that, you will leave your foreign ideals. That's represented by saying, Shikhi Amech Ubeis Avich. Forget everything that you have known until now, and in the time of Mashiach, you will see truth for what it is. And as a result of that, V'yitzav HaMelech Yafiech, Ki Hu Adonaiich V'hishtachavu Lo. And as a result of that, the king will be aroused by your beauty, by your inner beauty, because he is now your master and you will bow down to him. Yod Gimel 13, Ubas Tzor B'mincha Panayich Yichalu Ashirei'am. The wealthiest of people will court you with gifts, meaning that the nations of the world will recognize who you are. They will recognize that you are the Am HaNivchar. Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Panima Mimishpatzos Zahav Levusha. In Pasuk Yudalid 14, the honor of the daughter of the king is internal. Where there is outer beauty that everyone sees, the real test of beauty and stateliness is how Knesset Yisrael acts within. Do our outer appearances and inner appearances match? We may call ourselves the chosen people, but do our internal essence reflect that title? In the time of Mashiach, there will be no dissonance. This is something to strive for, that how we act in public jives with our religious practice when no one is looking. Is our public persona in concert with how we behave in our homes, with our families? Furthermore, this pasuk has been used widely to represent the importance of modesty and our internal essence and beauty. This mizmor ends with continued blessings and praises of the king. Maybe it's David HaMelech or the Melech HaMashiach or Torah scholars. So we continue the last two psukim. Tachas avosecha yihu banecha tishisemu l'sarim b'chol ha'aretz. Your sons will succeed your ancestors. You will appoint them princes throughout the land. Az kira shimcha b'chol dor v'dor al kein amim yehoducha l'olam va'ed. The royal couple, whether Klal Yisrael and Mashiach or Bnei Yisrael and Hashem, or the Jewish people and Talmidei Chachamim, are given the bracha of eternity. The tradition that was acquired from parents and ancestors will continue on in their deeds. Tachas avosecha yihu banecha azkira shibcha b'chol dar vador. So within this parak, we presented the characteristics that will be evident within the Melech HaMashiach. In Pasuk Gimel 3, the beauty which will manifest physically as well as internally. We saw his ability to use his power of speech to serve Hashem and the people. Yaf yaf yisam ibnei adam hu tzakchein b'sifsosecha. In Pasuk Dalid, we saw the strength, chabar charbacha, girding himself with his sword, a physical and a spiritual warrior. And in Pasuk Yudalid, we saw kol kvuda bas melech penima. We spoke of the inner beauty radiating outward. And we see similar qualities attributed to the ancestor of Mashiach, to David HaMelech as well. In Sefer Shmuel Aleph and Perek Tes Zayin, David HaMelech, before he was king, is described as Im Yafei Einayim V'Tov Ro'i. He has beautiful eyes and a beautiful countenance, which speak to the symbiosis of his physical and spiritual characteristics. He was beautiful both inside and out. David is also described by Shaul HaMelech's attendant when he was first introduced as of the musician that can lift Shaul's spirits, as someone who was not only a musician, but had a pleasing appearance. He was intelligent and was also a man of war, and God was with him. Yodea nagein v'gibor chayel v'ish milchama u'nevon davar v'ish to'ar v'hashem imo. David HaMelech, the progenitor of Mashiach, passes down these qualities to the Melech HaMashiach. So this is a majestic song of outer and inner beauty, of the recognition of what royalty is. The outer beauty that is a reflection of the internal beauty is highlighted as we sing songs of praise to those that reflect and transmit the message of Hashem and His Torah. Yaf yaf yisa mibnei adam hu tzakchein v'sifso secha. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita, and their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.